Hello and good morning. You're listening to Money Control's Market Minutes. I'm Lavisha Darad, and here are the top things to know before the market opens. After the Nifty ended lower for the third straight day yesterday, the GIFT Nifty trends are indicating a positive start to our own Indian markets. If you look at yesterday's markets, Nifty ultimately ended the session with a loss of about 174 points, closing lower for the third straight day at 24,542 levels. The Bank Nifty, which also touched a fresh record high in early trade, reversed its gains to end about 303 points lower as profit-taking emerged in financial stocks. The Nifty Realty Index, however, added 1% amid hopes of a rate cut by the Reserve Bank of India in its upcoming policy review, which is due on Friday. Experts believe that the RBI may reduce the interest rate for the third consecutive time in its next MPC meeting. Other than that, oil and gas was the worst performing index, while Nifty Realty, as I mentioned, was one of the top performing index. The broader markets also remained under pressure, with Nifty Midcap 100 falling about 0.4%. But if you look at apart from realty and media indices, all of the sectoral indices closed in the red, and amongst them, private banks, financial services and oil and gas sector fell the most. Going into today's trading session, experts believe that if Nifty breaks below the lower boundary of 24,380, a decisive fall below this point could trigger increased bearish activity. However, if the Nifty continues to defend the lower range, an immediate resistance is expected at 24,700 levels, followed by 24,900 levels. Now let's take a quick look at some of the stocks which will set in action in today's trading session. First up are the shares of Wipro, after the company won a multi-year deal with Entrust, which is a global leader in identity-centric security solutions. Wipro will provide strategic resources, scale and agility to help Entrust accelerate its growth. Second up, shares of Yes Bank will be in focus as the board approved raising funds of up to 16,000 crore rupees via debt and equity. The bank will also raise about 7,500 crore rupees from equity and 8,500 crore rupees from debt securities. Third up, shares of Sun Pharma will be in focus as the company announced top-line results from its Phase 2 clinical trials evaluating a novel orally bioavailable S1P receptor 1 antagonist developed for the treatment of inflammatory diseases. Fourthly, shares of Ashok Leyland will be in focus as the company received an order which was worth about 184 crore rupees to supply BS5 diesel chasers and fully built buses. And finally, shares of Garden Reach will be in focus as the company has entered an agreement with Norway's Kongsberg to build India's first ever polar research vessel. We'll also be seeing a new listing today. Skoda Tubes is expected to list in today's market at an issue price of 140 rupees per share. The IPO was subscribed 53 times on its third and final day, and the bids were led by institutional investors and retail investors. Now, shifting focus to global markets, let's take a look at what they look like. If you look at overnight, the US markets were on a strong foot, with Dow Jones adding 200 points, while the S&P 500 added 0.5%, and Nasdaq Composite climbed nearly a percent or so. Asia-Pacific markets also advanced this morning after Wall Street rose on the back of a tech rally which was led by chipmaker Nvidia, with South Korea stocks leading the gains. If you look at South Korean markets, that rose as opposition party leader Lee Jae-myung won the presidential election. In Japan's Nikkei 225, that also climbed by more than 0.5%, while mainland Chinese markets and the Hong Kong markets also rose in tandem. Shifting focus to the commodity markets, let's take a look at how they fared. Oil prices rose in the face of rising geopolitical tensions as the war in Ukraine ramped up, despite peace talks in Turkey and Iran were set to reject a US nuclear deal proposal that would be key to easing sanctions on the major oil producers. Brent crude prices rose about 1% to close at $65 per barrel. Coming to today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Sandeep Bagla of Trust Mutual Fund talking and sharing his insight about what to expect from the RBI MPC meeting, which is due on Friday. Let's listen in.
Chance, because given the clarity of thought and mission with the current RBI governor, it seemed very clear to everybody that monetary conditions would be eased. But I think the GDP growth number has been higher than expected, and probably that will put a brake on any expectations that there would be a 50 basis points rate cut. I think, just like in mutual funds, we recommend that you do an SIP. I think RBI is also going to cut rates in 25 basis point lots at this moment. We are expecting 50 to 75 basis points rate cuts, but there are extremes in the market. I have seen seasoned economists talk about 100 basis points rate cuts also. We believe that 50 to 75 basis points is quite possible in the next 3 months. So on Friday, definitely 25 basis points rate cut.
Okay.
With a benign guidance.
Sure.
That seems course for the park.
With that, we have come to an end of this edition of Money Control's Market Minutes. Do stay tuned to us, and we'll be back with more market insights tomorrow.